Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Sertraline, a common treatment for depression, has been assessed in a new Cochrane review. Andrea Cipriani from the University of Verona in Italy tells us more.
Depression is the fourth leading cause of disease burden worldwide and is expected to increase during the coming 20 years. It is associated with marked personal, social and economic morbidity, loss of functioning and productivity, and creates significant demands on service providers. Although both pharmacological and psychological interventions are effective for major depression, antidepressant drugs remain the mainstay of treatment in primary and secondary care settings. A wide selection of antidepressants is currently available, many of which are me-too drugs. This choice can be helpful as the drugs do seem to have different effects, and it's important to have good evidence on how they differ. During the last 15 years, many new drugs have been licensed and marketed worldwide as treatments for depression. It is usually recommended that a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, also known as SSRI, should be used as the first-line option when drug therapy is indicated for a depressive episode. Previous meta-analyses have found inconsistent results across studies of the efficacy of second-generation antidepressants, both within and between classes of drug. We are working as part of an ongoing project to update and improve the whole series of Cochrane reviews of SSRIs, and I will tell you about our latest review and meta-analysis, which compared sertraline with any other antidepressant in the acute phase of major depression. Although we faced the typical problems of antidepressant trials, poor study quality, the risk of publication bias, and the potentially confounding effect of sponsorship, our results are surprisingly consistent in favor of sertraline for both efficacy and acceptability. This doesn't mean that sertraline can be thought of as a one-size-fits-all drug, but it seems a good place to start for someone in the acute phase of major depression. Although a problem remains, in that evidence coming from randomized trials might be of limited applicability to everyday clinical practice. Another complex issue about antidepressants is the increased risk for suicidality. In 2007, the Food and Drug Administration licensed a comprehensive report about suicidality during the treatment of adult patients with various antidepressants. Among all antidepressants, SSRIs, tricyclics, or newer antidepressants such as duloxetine, venlafaxine, bupropion, mirtazapine, and nefazodone, sertraline was the only one found to have a favorable, statistically significant risk. When it comes to cost, we did not carry out a proper cost-economic analysis in our review. However, considering that sertraline is widely used and available as generic versions, this implies a lower acquisition cost, which strengthens the relevance of our findings to healthcare policy all over the world, including in low and middle-income countries. It's still not possible to predict which patients will do best with which drug. An individual patient data meta-analysis might help resolve this, and we are trying to obtain the data to do such an analysis. To address larger questions regarding comparisons across multiple drugs, newer meta-analytic methods such as network meta-analysis or multiple treatments meta-analysis are needed and welcome. Future antidepressants need to demonstrate advantages in terms of efficacy or acceptability. Requiring new treatments to show greater efficacy or greater acceptability than an existing standard therapy would serve as a disincentive to the development of me-too agents that offer little to patients other than increased costs.
You can find Andrea's review and link through to the others in the project he mentioned, which are assessing drugs for depression more widely, by going to www.cochrane.org.